Ladies, welcome to our Bible study segment. We are in the book of Esther. Now here's our Bible study teacher, Beth Seifert.
Hey there, Amy. Well, yesterday we saw that the plan that's being put in place by Haman, Mordecai is aware of it, and now he's made Esther aware of that. And Esther has requested that the people fast and pray and wait for 3 days with her while she fasts and prays, and then she's going to take action. So today we're going to see what happens as she starts to take action. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Esther. We're going to be in chapter 5 today, verses 1 through 8. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, in front of the king's quarters, while the king was sitting on his royal throne inside the throne room, opposite the entrance to the palace. And when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she won favor in his sight, and he held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter, and the king said to her, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request?" "It shall be given you, even to half my kingdom." And Esther said, "If it please the king, let the king and Haman come today to a feast that I have prepared for the king." Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, so that we may do as Esther has asked." So the king and Haman came to the feast that Esther had prepared. And as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king said to Esther, "What is your wish? It shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to half my kingdom, it shall be fulfilled." Then Esther answered, "My wish and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my wish and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come to the feast that I will prepare for them, and tomorrow I will do as the king has said." Now, true to form, we don't see the 3 days of fasting and prayer. Remember, God isn't actually mentioned explicitly in this book. Yet we see that we are now 3 days later, knowing that Esther had set this as the time for her to go before the king after she and all the Jews of Susa fasted and prayed. She puts on her royal robes and stands in the inner court waiting for him. The king is on his throne, and when he sees Esther, she immediately wins his favor, and he extends his scepter so she can enter in. Can you hear her sigh of relief? Can you see her shoulders straighten a wee bit more as she inwardly feels the relief that he did not say off with her head? Esther can already see God's hand moving in the palace, moving in the heart of this king to be pleased with her and to welcome her to him. After all, his affection toward Esther appeared to be cooling, and yet here she is, appearing before him, breaking a law, and she's welcomed to him. Seriously, he had Vashti removed for less than that. But she enters in, and he asks her, "What's up?" He knows that this is unusual, he knows what she has risked, and he knows it must be important for her to come to him in this way, personally, to speak with him, and he doesn't beat around the bush. He asks immediately what is the problem, and as he does so, he lets her know that her request, even if it is extravagant, will be granted. That's the favor that she has in his sight. Another bit of luck, huh? No, not luck. That's all God's doing. Esther asks that she be allowed a private audience with the king, and asks that she may prepare a feast for him, and for Haman, his second in command. Immediately the king summons Haman and does as Esther asks. That's the attention she has from the king. That's the favor she has. He acts immediately upon her request. As the meal progresses, the king shows that he hasn't forgotten his earlier thought, and he asks her again what he can do to make her happy. He is genuinely curious. He's serious about doing this. Esther again makes a very simple request, but one with a bit of foreshadowing for the king. "Join me for a banquet again tomorrow with Haman, and then I promise I will answer your question." It's interesting that she makes the king wait. Something wasn't right at this time. Something was off. This wasn't just a stalling tactic to heighten the suspense. She's not a self-seeking drama queen. She is a humble queen. She went before the king, risking her own life with humility, not haughtiness. She goes to him and invites him to re-engage with her, to be reminded of who she is and why he chose her to be queen. And he is happy to be reminded. As I read this, I'm struck by how timing, especially God's timing, is so important. Esther needed to move quickly here to save her people. She didn't fast for a month or two. She fasted for 3 days, and that was all. Now is the time to act, but not to act without discretion. She doesn't just run in without any preparation, but she also doesn't delay the action that needs to be taken. There are so many ways we mess this up as humans. We can rush in, move too fast, and mess everything up. Or we can procrastinate, mess around, wait too long, and mess things up. When we actually get the timing right, you know it. And sometimes doing the right thing long after the right time can still be blessed. Sometimes, though, it can cause more hurt and open old wounds. Esther, however, knew how to time this because she had just spent 3 days fasting and praying and talking to God about how to proceed with this. Do not think for a moment that she came up with this on her own. God's hand was on her as she rose up from her mourning clothes, changed into her royal robes, and boldly went to the king. One of the biggest lessons that we can take from Esther is that lesson of knowing when to act and knowing how to act appropriately. Esther did act, yes, after she had sought God earnestly. And her actions went against what would be common sense. She approached the king when he had not summoned her, and she could have been killed for that. Esther didn't know how this would turn out. She couldn't see the end. She's not omniscient. Yet she saw she had a part to play, and she moved forward. But she didn't move forward aggressively, taking control of everything. She simply moved forward and waited, and wasn't afraid to ask the king to come again the next night when something wasn't right about the situation that night. My question for us all today is this: how often do we really seek God before we act? How often do we give big decisions the prayer cover that they really need? And are we really listening for the answer? Do we go to God with, "This is what I want and how I want it done, or how I expect that it will work, so go ahead and get in line with me, God"? Or do we go to him and wait upon his answer? If no answer seems to be forthcoming, do we just assume that God must be okay with it, so we'll just jump ahead with our own agendas? Ladies, if I could encourage you that if there's a decision that you're facing today, ask yourself, have you really spent time in prayer giving that to God? Or are you already sure of what decision you're going to make and you're only consulting God as an afterthought? Please stop. Take the time to think biblically. Go to Scripture and see what it says. If your decision involves relationships, go to His Word and see what it says about relationships. If your decision involves work, go to His Word and see what He says about work. His Word has so much more wisdom than we give it credit for. Think biblically about all of the decisions that He wants you to make. Seek His Word for counsel on whatever decision, if it is, no matter what decision that you have to make today. Take it to Him. Talk to Him about it and seek the Scripture and see what He has to say about that. You may be surprised at what you find.
Well, thank you, Beth. And ladies, that lesson that you just heard is available in a 10-minute audio segment on our website today, along with the individual study guide for today. And look for it at naomistable.com under the Bible Study tab. You can use these as a study for yourself or to teach women around your own table. Nancy and I will be back to talk more about today's lesson in just a moment.